in turn, because I think the delivery issues around these projects are quite different. It's important we consider them appropriately. So just before we move on to each project, just going to consider the impact of agreeing to spend beyond the growth deal period. So I think we need to consider these are projects that have been supported by the Federated Boards and by either Strategic Board or Investment Panel previously. So in the House, projects have had previous support. So I think we're just looking for that support to be confirmed or, you know, understand the Board's updated position on these projects. And you know, there is limited time available to bring forward entirely new projects. So I think we just need to consider the sort of strategic scale of these projects that could be brought forward. So if we have only got a year to spend, I think the types of projects that might come forward to use that funding could be quite small in nature potentially. We just need to weigh that up against perhaps having strategic projects that might go beyond the growth period versus smaller quick win projects. I think at the end of the cons around this are, I think it's preventing other projects that we can see on the pipeline that could progress in the meantime. If we've got projects, we're holding a lot of funding in our bank accounts, in Essex County Council bank accounts, that cannot be spent because certain projects can't progress. I think there's other ways of spending that funding more appropriately when we know the infrastructure challenges in our area, and there are, you know, a huge number of projects that could progress instead. I think we're still unclear, you know, government did give some advice around not claiming back that funding, but at the same time, we want to be as strong a position as possible to make the case for funding in our area. And again, it goes back to, if we've got £60 million set in our bank account at the end of the period, how can we say, well, actually, we need another £100 million or so? You know, it weakens our case around future funding. And I think if we're enabling lots of projects to grow beyond that growth deal period, it puts us in a difficult position to be able to put real pressure on local areas to spend and make sure they're progressing projects. If we sort of give an open-ended deadline of when projects can be complete by, we could sort of see the pressure's not there necessarily to progress and spend. So these are just things you might want to consider as we go through each of the projects. So the first project to be considered is the A127 Fairglen interchange and New Link Road. This project, it is a large-scale project that's always been at the tail end of the programme. And actually, in fact, for this particular project, we're not really seeing any change to the expected completion date for the project. We're really just seeing a change of government wants to spend Department for Transport funding contributions first before the local growth fund contributions. I think the project is in a fairly strong position. It did secure planning consent in December, and it has the funding sources identified. It does require Department of Transport approval of their £15 million funding contribution, but overall I think this project is in a fairly strong position, but it will spend approximately £3.8 million beyond the growth deal period. So I don't know how we want to do this. I think
just any comments or observations. I mean, should we assume that the board is going to confirm these projects unless anyone here has any objections or so I think we should take each one and just go around the table very quickly. Does anyone we're going to approve these, that's the default position, unless there are objections from anybody or anyone has any concerns, bearing in mind the implications for overall spend, etc., and what we're doing, what we need to do in the future to make sure we actually do get these projects over the line in time. So any comments or observations on the A127 Fairland interchange project?
Just to say the Accountability Board considered this and it was a priority as far as they were concerned and it should be done.
Thank you. That's what you're suggesting. Is everyone happy to confirm this?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So the next one is Thanet Parkway.
Yeah, next one is Thanet Parkway. I think we've seen this one as a high risk route over a number of years. But actually, I think there's been really positive news actually in the last week where Kent County Council themselves have confirmed a £17 million funding contribution to the project, which gaps. Fills the gap in the bridge, the gap that was previously there. So we are now confident there is a funding package in place that does need to be confirmed by Kent County Council's budget setting 13th of February. But we expect that to come forward to February Council's Board for full approval of that funding, subject to the Strategic Board being happy and the Council's Board being happy with the business case and things around that.
Okay, thank you, Rhiannon. So that's Thanet Parkway. Is everyone happy with that? Obviously, bearing in mind the very good news from prospective news from Kent County Council, Mike.
Yeah.
Sorry, David. Yes.
I think that's really very positive news that the Glen Council are prepared to put the money through there. The only question is it anything actually going to have started by the deadline? Not that we're going to be spending money after the deadline, which I don't have a problem with. Do we realistically think it's going to have started?
The expectation, Chairman, is it will. We've got planning, I think, is in April this year, that will go to planning. After that, there'll be one or two contracts to put in place, not least the major contract with Network Rail, and that's all just waiting to be signed in February, the sort of terms of that. And then there's the other construction work with regards to the road access and the car park and other elements. So I think we're very confident that once we get assuming we get that planning in March, that we can certainly make a good headway by March 21 with an opening date of spring 22.
Graham, did you want to make an answer?
Yes, just to add the caveat that if for some arcane reason Kent County Council doesn't approve that allocation on February the 19th, I think you said, can this come straight back to the board for re-review? I think that's not unreasonable in those circumstances. Is that fair? I don't know.
If it depends what the reasons are for the planning. I mean, if it refuses on some technicality, it can get back to the planning meeting and be sorted. I would hope that there'd be a legal way to be able to do that.
Can I just say on that, Graham,